as I came to this show now, Lizzie, I literally just had an email or a text, you might have got it, to say that the Premier League season next year is going to start on the 14th of August. I'm thinking, how on earth are we already thinking about next season? We're barely even creeping over the line with what football we've got at the moment. But yeah, they've got to carry on. And it does my head in, I've got to be honest. And as I've said before on these podcasts, Lizzie, I'm 50 now. I think I've seen it all.
You didn't love it, Sanj.
Well, Sanj, I think you're right there about international football, because I've, in my job, I cover a lot of it myself. Obviously, I do a lot of Premier League and Champions League as well. But I think it's only having to cover it. I mean, as a football fan, if I wasn't working on it, I don't really pay attention to it. But because, obviously, it's my bread and butter, I've now took a more of a look into it. And obviously, you know, you mentioned the Euros and the World Cup, but they've got the Copa America as well to play in the summer. So you've got all this feast of football, and obviously, you know, as you said, FAs are chasing up money in lost revenue. Where Brazil will normally go on a money spinning world tour, like the Harlem Globetrotters, where they'll play in England, they'll play at the Emirates a couple of times, they'll play in America a few times, they'll play in Spain, Germany, so on. Anyone who will have them, they'll pay a few million. And obviously, with 2022 around the corner, that at the minute they cannot do. And the fact that their qualifiers are being postponed, it's put them at a massive disadvantage. And you're wondering where they're going to fit in their qualifiers, because compared to UEFA, they all play in a 10-team league, don't they? So they play a far lot more qualifiers than what we do in Europe. And so it's just about trying to fit it in. And then the fact that you've just brought the 14th of August, that's just gave me even more anxiety now.
I know, I'm going to say poor breaking news, by the way.
we've still got this truncated season to finish, where we've just started World Cup qualifiers, where then the Champions League final's on the 29th of May, then you've got the Euro starting on the 11th of June, I think it is, and then 14th of August, I can't even think about it now.
And haven't we got the Nations League in there as well?
Oh, no, can't be bothered with that.
Sans,
none of our business.
Don't get me started on that, Sans, but all I say is the finals for that are in September, October. Let's worry about that when it comes.